This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. The Arkansas General Assembly is considering passage of a new voter ID law that will require government-issued photo identification to both register and to vote. Advocates claim it will suppress fraud, but some opponents say such laws tend to disenfranchise Democratic voters. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with the bill's author, a legislative opponent, as well as an elections rights expert about how such laws are trending nationwide.
Arkansas State Senate Bill 2 would require all Arkansans registering to vote or casting a vote to submit a government-issued photo identification card. Acceptable documentation would include a valid driver's license or state identification card, a military ID, U.S. passport, employee badge, public assistance ID, or college student identification card. A concealed carry handgun license will also do. Arkansas Republican State Senator Brian King, District 5, Green Forest, filed SB 2 2 weeks in advance of the opening of the 89th General Assembly, and he's worried about fraud at the polls.
I've been involved in elections for a number of years. I did serve a brief time on the Election Commission, and it's just been something that voter integrity is very important. If we can't trust the our elections, we can't put trust in the government that represents us. So it's very key, and we know that despite what the critics say, that there's not been voter fraud in Arkansas, we know that there has been voter fraud, and this is just a measure that will help protect the integrity of the elections.
Exempt from the law would be residents of nursing and long-term care facilities. A voter ID measure was first introduced back in 2007, before King took up the measure as state representative in 2009 and 2011. It failed all three times. But when he filed SB 2 on January 14th, it took only 6 days for the item to pass through the Senate and be dispatched to the House. Last Wednesday, it was a special order of business on the House Committee on State Agencies and Governmental Affairs agenda, where it stalled due to fiscal questions. Senator King has stipulated in his bill that it would not take effect until photo ID equipment was widely available at county offices to provide photo IDs for free to residents who don't have a driver's license.
Well, the Secretary of State, if they have the funding, they're going to provide the camera and the equipment.
Senator Brian King's estimated the cost to be around $300,000 to deploy photo machines to all 75 counties. But critics say that figure is not realistic and not sourced.
There is no appropriation, which is the worrisome thing about this.
Democratic State Senator Uvalde Lindsay, District 4, Fayetteville, says the Secretary of State's office currently does not have sufficient funds to accommodate such a law if enacted.
I haven't seen, and you know they're touting it, this is to keep voter fraud, but we've seen very, very few cases in Arkansas where a voter ID, a voter identification card, is going to suppress fraud. Yes, we have some problems with voting and some fraud, particularly as it pertains to absentee ballots, that sort of thing. And there's currently legislation being proposed to tighten up the laws regarding absentee balloting and how that's done. I think that's healthy, but. Obviously, Senate Bill 2 is out of the Senate with overwhelming support, and I'm just concerned that we don't do anything that makes the ability to vote more difficult for anybody.
Senator Lindsey's referring to SB 343, a companion election misconduct bill to deter absentee ballot voter fraud, which King's measure doesn't address. 33 states currently have some form of voter ID laws on the books, and according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, legislation is pending in 26 other states. 10 states have strict photo ID laws in place. A Washington Post poll last summer found that although nearly three-fourths of all Americans favor such laws, Democrats, more than Republicans, fear they will lead to voter suppression. Obtaining such credentials is more difficult for minority and working poor Americans who tend to skew Democratic. Conversely, Arkansas voter ID bill sponsor, Republican State Senator Brian King, prefers to cite Rasmussen polling, which also found nearly three-quarters of Americans in favor of such laws, but don't view it as suppressive. Ben Hovland is senior counsel with the Fair Elections Legal Network, a nonprofit, nonpartisan advocacy group based in Washington, D.C., that works to remove voting barriers.
Voter suppression around the country has sort of taken a number of forms. Certainly one of the things that's been one of the more popular efforts has been strict government-issued photo ID laws like you're seeing in Arkansas. But we've also seen reductions in access to election day registration in states that have that, reduction in early voting hours, various efforts that essentially make it harder for people to vote or take away other convenience voting options.
Hovland says forcing voting Americans to access government-issued IDs places an unequal responsibility on elders who no longer drive, transient Americans, working poor, and students.
And while some people may not view that as a large burden, you know, we're talking about a fundamental right to vote. And so any extra burdens that we're adding on people, we need to do so cautiously.
According to the Arkansas Secretary of State, to register to vote or to cast a vote, residents must present a driver's license, social security number, and if they don't have access to either of those, a current utility bill, bank statement, or government-issued check or paycheck, showing the individual's name and address. The Brennan Center for Justice, based at New York University School of Law, cites 11% of eligible voters lack proper photo IDs. Indirect costs associated with securing proper identification, center researchers say, are equivalent to Jim Crow-era poll taxes levied against African-American voters. And while proponents of such laws claim they will deter fraud, Ben Hovland said so-called impersonation voting is not the problem.
When you ask election officials if they have people who are showing up at the polls and pretending to be people who they are not, the answer is always a resounding no. People who run elections in this country know that people aren't showing up and pretending to be someone else. That's a felony. Certainly, even in the closest races, to make any difference, you'd be talking about committing, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of felonies. And generally, people are not interested in that.
According to a 2012 News 21 study funded by the Carnegie Corporation of New York and James L. Knight Foundation, states reported a little more than 2,000 election fraud cases occurring since 2000. A majority of voter fraud, one-third of all cases, were absentee ballot. Corrupted campaign and election officials committed another 30% of fraudulent activity. Again, Ben Hovland.
And neither of those would be prevented by the photo ID law that has been offered in the Arkansas legislature.
Opponents to stricter voter ID laws tend to claim conservatives are sponsoring such ballot and legislative measures as a means to deter progressive votes.
You know, I definitely think that people are trying to utilize these laws for partisan advantage. But I think that raises a very important issue. And that is, you know, why have we moved in the direction of people using the law or the electoral laws to try to gain a partisan advantage? Rather, our election laws should be fair. They should be about ensuring that every citizen who wants to vote can vote, and that the parties or political parties and politicians should focus on creating a message or convincing their constituency that they deserve to be in office rather than eliminating people they think might vote against them.
Ben Hovland with the Fair Elections Legal Network says, in the end, Americans ought to be pushing legislatures to make elections more accessible and convenient. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.